It's Friday, the 29th of November, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. The Electoral Commission of Namibia has extended voting in presidential and parliamentary elections by 2 days in some areas that were impacted by procedural delays. At a media briefing in the capital, the ECN confirmed that voting will resume on Friday, 29 November, and Saturday, 30 November, 2024. ECN spokesperson David Siluka with more.
Trans-Namibia has opened in some polling station, the polling station in Oshana, as well as Oshkoto. The mobile polling stations in the Epupa constituency. We've printed enough ballot papers in the country and everything is functional.
The commission further says that the counting process will continue while the results of the identified polling stations will be counted and dealt with separately. The Institute for Public Policy Research Executive Director Graham Hopwood had this to say.
I'm not sure what the rationale behind the selection of the various polling stations across 8 different constituencies around the country. So why certain areas have been chosen and not others? But of course it does mean that we won't get final results now until sometime next week.
The Competition Commission has fined Choppies Supermarket $2.2 million for failing to notify the regulator of a merger involving Grootfontein Supermarket and Grootfontein Bottle Store. NACC spokesperson Dina Govase says Choppies violated Chapter 4 of the Competition Act.
The merger falls within the prescribed notification threshold and the party failed to notify the Commission. And as a result thereof, the Commission and Choppies agreed to settle the matter and entered into a settlement agreement. In its investigation, the Commission found that although the transaction did not have a negative impact on competition due to the existing market concentration in the town of Grootfontein at the time of the transaction nonetheless breached the notification thresholds made pursuant to the Competition Act.
Today is the last day for Zimbabweans to apply for ZEP to legally stay in South Africa, Managing Director at Gapatweb, Marissa Jacobs, told SA Media that those who will not have applied at the end of the deadline will have to exit SA as their stay will be deemed illegal.
Today is the last day within which valid ZEP holders who have not yet applied for any other type of visa. Today is the last day that they can officially apply for that extension of the ZEP permit for the further 1 year, which will be 29 November 2025. So they must do so today. If they don't do so today, then their visa will effectively, or their permit, ZEP permit, will effectively expire today, and they will need to make other arrangements for permits.
And senior researcher from Mapungubwe Institute, Naim Jina, has told Newsroom Africa that the International Criminal Court is expected to reject Israel's intent to appeal arrest warrants issued against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former Defense Minister Yoav Gallant.
Israel has, already applied to the ICC even before right now. When the application was submitted by the prosecutor to the court for the arrest warrants to be issued, Israel applied to the court to say that it did not have jurisdiction over Netanyahu or over Israeli politicians for two reasons. One was that it wasn't a member. Or the main reason being that it wasn't a member of the court, it wasn't a signatory to the Rome Statute. The court actually ruled against that then. The appeal now is not going to have much of a difference in terms of in terms of the ruling.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na, as well as our social media platforms for the latest in election-related news. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.